channel. So we're going to talk about all the latest Love After Lockup news and drama going on. So Sarah hasn't said much about Michael's arrest, but she did share in her stories a Starcasm article talking about Michael's arrest after his live stream antics. And Maria, she finally spoke out on social media. That's Michael's current girlfriend. She said, "The difference between my man and yours, he's on TV, all eyes on him. Without him, there's no show. He is the wave. Let's be honest, I could split my followers into three. You got the people who saw the show and support, the ones that don't support, and the females he messed around with. That Michael is not perfect, will never be, and that's for me to accept. He's my man. Again, how would it be if your life was on TV? Ride your own wave. And please, in my DM, tell me what Michael did. I've seen every DM, text, photos from 2019 till his last phone, 574. I know better. I always told Michael the ish I've seen on them DMs, phone. I see why man be so disrespectful. He wasn't playing y'all. Y'all played yourself. Get over it. It's been over a year. Get a journal. The same one's talking ish or the same one's dying to have what you got." And she also posted, "If your man is perfect, I'm happy for you." And she also posted, "No matter what, you stand by your man. Sometimes you gotta deal with the past to move forward. Hashtag nothing can stop God's will." I don't get what's up with these people. They get on reality TV and then they're like, "There wouldn't be no show without me. I am the whole show." And for our next story, so the girl that posted the receipts of Ray's package and the screenshots of her and Ray talking a while back, she ended up going live like 4 or 5 days ago. She said she has a man and she has 2 kids, and she says she preys on cast members on the show for clout. And she was bragging about it. She was proud. She said she showed receipts of her and Ray sending inappropriate pictures to each other, and she said she's trying to get on the show. That's why she did that. She claims she has messages from Stan, Deontay, Ray, and even more cast members. And she even reached out to WeTV on Instagram after all this came out about Ray talking to her, trying to get on the show, but she said WeTV didn't respond. She says she's gonna keep doing this until she gets on the show. And she has a man, but she's talking inappropriate to other men and sending inappropriate pictures back and forth with other men. Like, everyone looks bad in this situation. Ray's still off Instagram as of right now, but I checked, and last I checked, Brittany has reactivated her Instagram page, and she said if things get serious with a cast member, she'll just apologize and make it up to her man later. And Brittany and Ray were both talking about suing this girl, and this girl was like, "Oh, they won't ever sue me. Ray owes way too much restitution." But I mean, never say never. And then also, I was watching Sherelle's World the other day. She did a live talking about Deontay and Lindsay and Scott Davies passing. And Andrea, one of the people that work with her, or who is on her team, actually spilled some tea on Lindsay. Apparently when Sherelle interviewed Lindsay a while back when she was behind bars, she was trying to get Big Daddy John's number. She was asking Sherelle for John's number, trying to get with him. But when he went running back to Lacey, she moved on to Deontay. So Deontay wasn't her first choice. She tried to get with Big Daddy first. And, you know, we saw on the How to Date Inmate special, Deontay was saying that he was probably going to end up moving to Mississippi when Lindsay gets out of prison in March. But he recently revealed on Instagram that the plan has now changed. I guess Deontay told Lindsay, like, "Look, I'm already established here. I have a lot going on here. Everything I need is here. And it doesn't make sense for me to move all the way to Mississippi, especially for you to get out of prison and be around the same playground and playmates and people you used to run around with and get in trouble with. So it's probably a better idea if you just pick up and move to Virginia." Yeah, and I guess that's the plan now. And they said that Miley Grace is going to stay in Mississippi with her grandma for a while until Lindsay gets established, and then later on move up there. And I'm not sure if she's going to be on parole or probation when she gets out of prison in March, but if she is, then I think it's probably going to be kind of difficult to just move out of state unless she gets that approved prior. And so for our next story, so Jonna from season 1, we saw her ex-boyfriend Garrett on the How to Date Inmate special on New Year's Eve, and she actually came to the Love After Lockup Reddit group and had a few things to say. We said Jonna briefly. Hi, Jonna here. I was not on this special. WeTV reached out to me about doing a project a couple months ago and I turned it down. I didn't even know anything was airing until someone sent me a DM this morning letting me know about it. I can't find any clips, so I'm just curious. How was in it briefly when I refused to participate? Is it just old footage of me? And this person said it's footage from, I think, the audition tape and a couple of show clips. The way they cut it in the audition tape was the cleverest thing about this. Garrick was talking about how inmates scam people, but he did not say anything negative about you at all. And Jonna said, oh wow, that's a little surprising, but also relief. Thanks for the information. And Ozzy Slim said, considering others were dragging their exes, Garrett was very cool. The special was how to date an inmate. He and Tony just talked about the way inmates can charm people and scheme. The old footage from season one was so long ago, everyone around this summit is meh, old news. The main thing was the whole lead-in to Deontay's with Lindsay. Yawn, your appearance was pretty brief, but the noobs will now want to see season one. Just since you're here, is it an experience you regret, or has there been a good side? And Jonah said, while there were a few cool things that came from it and the money didn't hurt, I mostly regret being on the show. They made up a whole storyline for us that was inaccurate, and no matter how much I spread the truth, the lies are still out there. I also got bullied pretty badly, and that was tough. And I've seen Jonna do countless lives trying to say that a lot of the stuff that we saw on TV was fake, except for the whole Garrett cheating, and she said, like, WeTV would push situations to cause drama and all this. And so that's it for this video, guys. It's gonna be a short little video today. I'm probably gonna start talking.
You guys, it is a hot mess what is going on with Love After Lockup, the cast members behind the scenes, without even filming right now. Like, if it's not one thing, it's another. And like I said, some people are dying. We don't really know full details as to why, but people are getting sick or just having heart attacks. But this show is something else. This show has a lot of drama, has a lot of back and forth, and it also looks like cast members are sharing each other. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, as other people in the world, why do you have to get with another cast member? But okay, I get it, to stay relevant, right? To stay relevant. Well, good luck with that, because a lot of these cast members are out of state. They're not all in the same state. And who's going to pick up, like Deontay said, who's going to pick up and then come to your state when they have a whole life where they are? You know, so Lindsay, you got to keep an eye out for Lindsay. She's on the prey. She's looking for her a big daddy, you know. And I'm quite sure she is also still carrying on with her lady lovers in jail, you know. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening to my podcast. It is 2022. I'm going to try to keep you guys updated with all the latest tea with the Love at the Lockup and also other reality shows. So don't miss out. Please stay tuned. I'm going to try to be very active on my podcast, okay guys? So let's not skip a beat. And if you are new, please subscribe to my channel so I can keep you guys all updated with all the tea and what's going on. And then hopefully one day I get to interview some of the cast members and you can hear for yourself how they feel. But I'm going to be uploading a few things in the next few days. So stay tuned. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.